Welcome to Future of Risk, presented by Zurich North America. We explore the changing risk and resilience landscape and share insights into the challenges that businesses face to help you meet tomorrow prepared. Today, we're recording live at RIMS Risk World in Chicago. I'm Justin Hicks, and with me today is a very special guest. He is the head of core risk engineering for Zurich Resilience Solutions. That's a mouthful. Mr. John Tate. John, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Justin. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, for sure. It's great to see you here. I wanted to start by asking you to, for our listeners, could you tell us and just walk us through what core risk engineering is and just give us some insight into how you see it from your perspective?
Sure. So core risk engineering includes fixed property, large casualty, construction, machinery breakdown, marine, energy, and then it's supported by our technical team, our training team, and then we also have a strategic business team that kind of looks over all those and looks for ways that they connect together. And in terms of what we do, the simplest answer is help our customers understand and protect themselves from risk.
That is a very concise answer.
It's about as good as I can get.
Yeah, yeah. So. Well, I mean, I think every business is faced with some level of risk, obviously.
Sure.
So I think the role that you and the team plays is critical. And it sounds like your focus is primarily on large companies. But again, this is something that impacts every area of every business, right?
True.
And
True.
Regardless of the size or the industry. How are you thinking about the challenges that are facing customers today?
Well, so I think risk is ever increasing, right? And if you look at the core risk, they're all still there. Right? They're not really going away. Go back to 1666, the first insurance policy.
So way back.
was a marine policy.
Yeah.
And aside from maybe scurvy no longer being a problem, those risks are still there. You know, so we're not taking them off. We're just adding more risk to the pile. And so that's a challenge, right? And, you know, I'd like to say we've got a good handle on all the historic risk. I do think we understand them. We know what to do. Sometimes we just don't do it. But then you have to tackle these risks that are popping up at really a greater rate of speed than ever before. You could almost look at how quickly we have to update our assessment standards to identify with how rapidly risk is changing.
I'm glad you said that. So what are some of the specific challenges then that you feel have the potential to be the most damaging? Because there's a lot that's going on, as you pointed out, and there's stuff that's emerging all the time.
Right. Well, so I think certainly extreme weather events continue to be a growing problem. You know, we hear about 1 in 100 year storms happening, you know, several of them annually. We're hearing about 1 in 500 year storms, 1 in 1,000 year events. So clearly that's a big problem. You know, Valencia, Spain recently had a year's worth of rain in just 8 hours.
That's incredible.
So think about that, you know?
I can't wrap my head around what that must have been
like. And the pressure that puts on stormwater systems.
Right.
And building resiliency. There's another term called bombogenesis, which is fun to say, right?
Sure.
And technically, bombogenesis occurs when the pressure drops 24 milliliters in 24 hours, and then we get these really intense wind storms. And so you imagine these intense wind storms combined with this hail and rain and the pressure that puts on a bent building envelope. You know, we're designing to 100-year averages, right? Looking back in time. And now what we're seeing are these events occurring much more frequently, much more intensity. And, you know, it's really, like I say, creating havoc on systems.
Well, you said a lot there. And yeah. I didn't know that you were like moonlighting as a meteorologist in addition to your career in risk, right? But, excuse me, pardon me. One other thing I wanted to ask about was, you know, just kind of the skilling that's required for the workforce to kind of address some of these issues. I mean, it sounds like that's a critical component as well.
Well, I think, you know, if I look at some of the major factors that are problems out there, you can't ignore the workforce, especially the construction industry. It's one of the most talked about challenges that they have. But I think it's also present in transportation, manufacturing, and regionally it could be just about any industry. We've done some studies together with the Construction Industry Institute and found that, looking at over 100 projects, there's an impact on productivity, quality, and safety when you have a greater shortage of skilled workers. And the impact to project schedules can be 3 times longer or than when you don't have an impact.
Right.
Cost is going to be about 2.5 times more than when you don't have these issues, looking at cost overruns. And safety incidents, we might see 3 times the safety incidents when there's a shortage of skilled workers. So it's a big deal, right? And then you think about, okay, we need to recover from an event and get workers out here to rebuild whatever. Well, that's going to be under those same constraints, right? It's going to cost more money. It's going to take longer.
Mm-hmm.
You might have more issues. So
yeah. I mean, that's
definitely a challenge.
It sounds like it. Yeah.
And then I think one of the other things that that's certainly a ever-growing phenomenon is we've got the computers and data with us all the time.
Right? Sure.
I mean, and I don't think we could live without them, unfortunately. But that leaves us prone to hackers and cyber attacks. And the thing with the cyber attacks is they're, you have to monitor them constantly, right? And it's not something you do for just a little while and stop. It's constant, takes constant diligence, and then you have to update your testing standards as well. And I think that certainly there's cost and physical damage that you endure when you have a cyber event, but there's also the reputational damage. And I think people just aren't reacting to that threat quite like they should yet.
It sounds like there's a lot for the ZRS team to be conscious of all at the same time. You're talking about weather events, cyber attacks, having a skilled workforce, all these factors. It's a lot. And so it seems like the work that you guys are doing is really valuable for sure. I wanted to then ask, what makes ZRS different and best prepared to help customers address all of these risks that exist?
So we've got 500 engineers, or more than 500 engineers in North America, more than 900 globally. And many of us came from industry. So we understand the industries in which we work. Certainly we receive lots of training when we come on board at Zurich. We're looking at claims constantly, doing research on upcoming issues and events all the time. We're heavily involved with the industry associations. In fact, we're involved in writing standards that will prepare us better for the future and prepare our customers for the future. So we, to shorten it up, right? We understand the industries in which our customers work, and we're well equipped to help them, prepare for the challenges they face today, but also the challenges they'll face in the future.
Meet tomorrow prepared, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what it's all about. Yep. That's what it's all about. John, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. On Future of Risk, your time is valuable, and so we appreciate you stopping by at RIM's Risk World today.
Happy to do it, Justin.
Yeah,
thank you.
For sure. Thank you, and thank you for listening and watching. If you enjoyed the show, please leave us a comment or a review on whatever platform that you happen to find your favorite podcast, or you can drop us a note at media@zurichna.com. This is Future of Risk, presented by Zurich North America.